Good morning and welcome to Real Estate Talk. I am Mary Ann Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. And as we continue to talk real estate this morning, we'll be talking with the Dominica Community Tourism Association. And we'll learn more as to what they do and what it is about and how does that group help with or assist or contribute to the development of our real estate, Dominica. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Real Estate Talk with host Mary Ann Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Mary Ann Johnfin.
And welcome back. With me in studio this morning is the consultant to the Dominica Community Tourism Association, Mr. Lester Riviere. And I am expecting Miss Josephine Dublin Prince, who is the president of the organization. She will join us. She's on her way. So, but Mr. Riviere is the consultant to Dominica Community Tourism. And I just want to say good morning to you, sir, and welcome to Real Estate Talk.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much again for being with us. Dominica Community Tourism Association, you are the consultant. Why was it important for you to take up that role, and what are you consulting about?
Well, the Community Tourism Association has been in existence for a while, about from the year 2010 or so. But the approach was really, well, it was a formative stage, and mm-hmm. it really depended on the voluntary efforts of, you know, individuals, champions like Josephine Dublin Prince, Rudolph George, her husband as well, Mr. Prince, and others like that, Lazar Charles and so on, who started the organization. But it was recognized that there was quite a bit of potential for community tourism based on the, you know, the trends, tourism trends and so on, and the interests by the tourism market in terms of experiencing, having a deeper experience within a destination and so on. So having an organization like that, it really required more increased technical support, professional support, and administrative support, and what have you, to really allow the organization to function effectively. Because this organization functions or works closely in collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism. It's essentially mainly funded by the Ministry of Tourism. It's an NGO. It's a non-profit, non-governmental organization, but working arm in arm with the Ministry of Tourism to develop the sector. So the ministry, I think it was 2013, invested quite a bit of money in terms of developing, well, sites and attractions in relation. So significant investments began to be pumped in, if that's the word, into community tourism. And it was recognized that, okay, there's a need for, you know, that additional human resource capacity, because with the investments, you needed the capacity of individuals in the communities mm-hmm. to, you know, to take advantage of it, to make the most of it. And obviously, there's only so much a group of volunteers can do. So they really needed that additional support and assistance and guidance and for the organizations, the community groups especially. Mm-hmm. So it was along those lines. I think that's the context and the background to it. Mm. Increased investment, increased demand for the community tourism experiences. and therefore the related need for greater, more organization, greater professional approach, increased marketability of the product, increased and product development, and the whole question of the capacity of individuals to maintain and sustain the products and create experiences, mm-hmm. and create accommodation and create and you know provide the spaces and so on for individuals to really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were functional or in existence.
The organization
was pre-Maria before. Well, it was existing before.
Definitely,
Maria.
Yes.
And post-Maria. Can we speak a little about the pre-Maria, if you can go into that? What are some of the success stories? What are some of the areas that you were focusing on pre-Maria or communities that were beginning to move into the vision of the Dominica Community Tourism Association?
Yes, okay. So we have, the community tourism family, if you want to call it that, is spread across Dominica. Mm-hmm. There's a heavy concentration in the north and northeast, but including one from Castle Bruce to through Kalinago territory, Marigot, Woodford, like, and so on.
So that's east.
Northeast, I guess, going to going to Marigot, mm-hmm. northeast and. Mm-hmm. and to that, and to all the way to through Vegas, Penville, mm-hmm. and so on. Closer to Rosa in the West Coast. The shining example is the Mero area, mm-hmm. and the Mero Enhancement Committee. So they have played I'm not sure if people recognize that this is a community-based, mm-hmm. Organization that's managing the Mero Beach and all the different activities and the amenities provided there. This is mainly managed by the Mirror Enhancement Committee. So this is probably the most shining example. The Mirror area. I mean, there's growth has been seen in the Marigot area as well with the Marigot committee. Mm-hmm. There's youth. There's quite a bit of youth involvement in that area. So that helps, and that has been a challenge trying to, and that process has begun in terms of trying to get more youth involvement in the whole community tourism thrust. Mm-hmm. And you have areas in the valley, well, especially the Watton Waven group, they are responsible for managing the Sulphur River area, so there's the Sulphur River pool and the Sulphur River trail. And so they have had successes there in terms of attracting, you know, visitors, the cruise passengers in visiting that site. I'm not sure many people know. People, the cruise and the tiers are the popular ones, but there's the one that is managed by the association with the community, which is the Sulphur River, mm-hmm. Trail and the Sulphur River. That's the Sulphur River area. Mm-hmm. So we have up and coming groups the Girardel Eggleston area. There's a revival is taking place there. So that's post Maria. But pre Maria has been okay. The Marigot area, the Mero area, mm-hmm. and to some extent, what are the key areas that we have? The north. Well, the Portsmouth area. Mm-hmm. Capuchin group. Their concentration is on the cultural and heritage experiences and what have you. Well, the Benz, I should mention the Benz area. They are very, they are dynamic. They have dynamic leadership there. They really want to get things done. I mean, you are really motivated when you deal with a group like Benz, for sure. I should not forget to mention.
So where are we going now post Maria? Where are we going with the DA, the CIT, the community?
Well, yeah, Maria tourism. Really, really, you know, gave community tourism a blow. I mean, because community tourism is a combination of two things. You have the physical elements, the sites and attractions, accommodation and what have you, but you have the human element as well. Mm-hmm. And the human element plays a significant role in what is offered in the community and the experiences for the visitors and what have you. And that element was, you know, significantly affected in terms of the motivation, because as I mentioned earlier, there are organizations that manage the whole community tourism experience.
Right.
And when you have people migrating, when you have people disenchanting, people disoriented, people depressed, and people preoccupied and distracted by their own survival in terms of their housing situation and what have you, you know, these things, you have to give people some time, you know, to get back to a stage where they can say, okay, I can put my efforts back in something that is largely voluntary. Because that's one of the challenges with community tourism, that a lot of it is voluntary, and there's minimal generating at this stage. I mean, and we get into that stage where we want to get to that stage where individuals can make significant enough livelihoods from community tourism. So that has been a challenge prior to Maria. It remains a challenge, but I think we have a fresh opportunity to turn that around.
And that's what you're about.
Well, that's what I'm about. One of the key things I'm about, to ensure that the investments that the government has made in all the amenities, well, the facilities and so on, the sites and attractions in community tourism, that the community and individuals in the community can find employment from it, can increase their livelihoods and can be better off as a result of it.
On that note, we'll take a quick break. I see Miss Prince is on her way, so when we come back, we'll have Miss Josephine Dublin Prince joining us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Real Estate Talk.
EH Charles & Company Limited, the right place for quality products and dependable customer services. When building, renovating and remodeling your home, visit EH Charles for building supplies, home decoration and garden supplies, plumbing, equipment, tools and general hardware supplies. EH Charles & Company Limited is the right place, the right choice. We offer dependable customer services located on Goodwill Road, opens Monday to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Telephone 448-2390. EH Charles & Company Limited, the right place for quality products and dependable customer services. Member of True Value Company, agent for Makita Professional Power Tools and Berger Paint.
Real Estate Talk with host Marian Johnfin, the Real Estate Lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marian Johnfin.
And welcome back. I want to thank Miss Josephine Dublin Prince, the president of the Dominica Tourism Community Tourism Association. Miss Prince, welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for having me on the program.
I'm happy to have you. Now, as the president of the organization, what are some of the plans that you are implementing for the DC, post-Maria? What is it that we are doing with the DCTI?
Okay, thank you for allowing me to speak to some of the very important interventions that has happened post-Maria. We are well aware of the devastation that affected our communities and by extension some of the various sites. So immediately after that, an assessment was made. We worked with the Ministry of Tourism. And there was some assessment made. There was some injection of funds, which helped the communities and the persons on the ground to start cleaning up and assessing the main areas that needed help. And because of that, we were able to get assistance to bring the various community projects or sites at a level that at least we can attract tourists, which for us is very, very important because, you know, the connection between having a very important hospitable environment and the invitation of the cruise tourists. So we had assistance from external funders through the Ministry of Tourism as well as our own local connections.
Okay. You are right now doing a competition. There's a national competition among the different organizations, different community. For example, Casa Brosses Anne's Quarnery Association. So we have to zone up with some of the Kalinago territory to do something. Can you tell us about the competition that you are hosting?
Okay. We may say competition, but the real sense of the word, if you think of competition as competitive, yes, it is. But what we are trying to do is to have communities have a sense of ownership of their communities, to see that it have to depend on me to ensure that the sites, the community on a whole, the people on a whole are energized to bring back prosperity to their communities. In the various communities, there's heritage, there's culture, there are historic sites, and we have had many community tourism committees who have committed themselves on a voluntary basis to ensure that their community is part of that interesting competition or awakeness to have it, the aesthetics, the cleanliness, the hospitality, the all of the works. And I think I really want to applaud the manager, Mr. Lester Rivier, and his team for conceptualizing that to help the communities know that community tourism is not a thing on the side, but it has to be part of the vein of the communities.
Mr. Rivier, can you go a little bit into that project that you are doing and give us an idea how, you know, it is being done.
Yes. So the DCTI, the Community Tourism Association, has a major responsibility to ensure that community tourism, what is offered through community tourism, is sustainable and is done in an environmentally, you know, friendly manner, and shows concern for the environment and highlights, you know, the benefits within the environment. You know, a major aspect of it is the beauty of, you know, Dominica. I mean, is one of the, I think, most attractive locations, if not the most attractive for in the region, at least for community tourism. But there are a lot of things that we take for granted within our communities. You know, I mean, so people just think we live here. I mean, we have our fruits, we have our vegetation, we have our greenery, we have our beach, we have our attractions, and people hardly go to those things. People hardly know some of the locations. Even Dominicans, we don't even visit other places within Dominica. We're not even aware of what we have. So it's fundamentally, there's a lack of appreciation for what we have or what we can offer. So this competition would definitely help to stimulate that. I mean, and to let people to value what they have. I mean, because the thing is that within Dominica, we are relatively a small country. I mean, big enough in terms of the Eastern Caribbean context, and in different communities there are different experiences that are offered, and people need to value what they have and offer it in a way that's attractive, and offer it in a way that it can make money for you. and you can value it so much that you sit down and you look at ways, and you'll put your ideas together, and you'll put plans in place to ensure that your community can benefit as much as possible from its attributes, from its qualities, and from what it can offer to any visitor. But there are some things that need to be in place.
Because
tourism is based on, you know, some fundamentals.
Right.
I mean, you have to have a welcoming environment. There has to be proper accommodation and proper food and so on, and food
safety.
Options. I was going to get to that. Safety, safety in terms of facilities. I mean, safe facilities, secure facilities, comfortable facilities, access, proper access to certain attractions and what have you. So all these things need to be put in place, and the friendliness of the community and the mindset of the community that this is a place that people, anybody can come at any time. And would that person want to return? I mean, and how do I ensure that I create a zone, a space, and see my community as a hospitality zone, that when people come in, they do not want to leave. This will become their second home. So somebody from community tourism attracts a lot of, you know, individuals from the Caribbean, from the diaspora, from the French West Indies, and so on. I mean, and this is the, and that's a significant enough market, and we can begin there, and we can, you know, have these people adopt our communities as their second home. I mean, that should be the mentality that the community should have, because they're so comfortable, they feel safe, they feel secure. I mean, the experiences that they have are unique. I mean, they see how you live, there's a market for fancy accommodation and, you know, five star accommodation, but five star accommodation doesn't necessarily mean five star service. You can have less than five-star accommodation, but you can provide five-star service. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is what our communities need to understand, that is the service that you offer and how it is offered, and people feel that you value them, and people feel that you are interested in providing, you know, something good to them, and that you love what your community is about. So if you don't like your community, if you don't appreciate what you have, how are you going to convince somebody that they should come here and they should enjoy what you have, and how can you benefit from it, you know, economically, and just to see your community develop, your housing stock, you know, improves, your landscaping improves. I mean, the community is clean. Everybody's taking responsibility for the litter, for the garbage. People are more conscious. Okay, I don't just throw a bottle out. I don't just throw packaging out. What can I do in terms of, do I just throw bottles out? Do I just put it in the regular garbage? How can I not be thinking about maybe some even recycling programs within my community? And what can we do in terms of our bottles, our solid waste, you know, the non-biodegradable waste? Yeah. And how can we find ways to, you know, reduce or reuse and, you know, the free hours and recycle as well? Yes. So even conceptualizing, I mean, and that's where we want to go further with this enhancement competition to stimulate communities now to even look at ways of focusing on the free hours, mm-hmm. and even having a competition and within the communities to, you know, they're being able to attract project funding now to, and small project funding to engage in a recycling or a waste reduction program.
So there's so much that can be done via through the Dominica Community Tourism Association. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a competition or a project ongoing, and can you just give us an idea as to the zone, how it is done, and the time span, and what is all involved in the project that is you're going to undertake?
Okay. While Lester was speaking, I could see the stream line: healthy environment, healthy people. And you can imagine what comes out of that: a healthy environment, healthy people, energized people, ready to take ownership of the community and move on. That actually speaks about sustainability. We cannot do the whole country, so we have zoned the various areas in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 zones. So in zone A, you have the Cassibros, Kalinago territory. Zone B, you have Marigot and Woodfort Hill. Zone C, Benz, Calabashie. Zone D, Penville, Vacas, Tibo, and Zone E, Capuchin, Tukari, Tata. So the team has done preliminary works in terms of site visit to energize the people and to see that they are on track with what is expected of them under the four major pillars that they have to focus on. And we're expecting that the persons are going to look within their community, within their zones, and everybody would come to do one basic project and do it well. And then it would be replicated another time that the competition continues. So it speaks about resource mobilization, because within our communities, there are professionals, there are a lot of people with a lot of knowledge that we can pull on and engage them, get their finances, get their knowledge. We don't have to go to Rosa from Casabros to get people to help us dispose correctly of our garbage. That is one example. So of course, within the communities, they have various projects, and they are going to decide which project they give priority and which one would really speak volumes to the areas that we are going to judge them on. So it's really about stimulating civic pride and ownership of your community.
And just to speak a little bit more about the preparation. I mean, so yeah, we have done the, you know, gone on site with them and so on.
So what are some other things?
We have also, you know, worked with them in terms of building their capacity to succeed. I mean, so we have looked at, we have offered training for them that started from last December in customer service, reminding them of the fundamentals of community tourism. I mean, some of them, the process of people come and go. I mean, and so you have to refresh people and keep them up to date as to, you know, so that they can provide the best service as possible. So that was done. And then recently in January, and this month really, we offered training in events management.
Which was excellent.
It continues. It concludes the second. So we have two, we covered, right. Some of the groups that are not directly involved in this pilot, because this is a pilot, program, this competition. Even some of them who are not directly involved, they had the opportunity to learn, you know, I mean, to put events together, because one of the main means of income generation and also visibility and marketability for the community tourism destination or location is the putting on of events. But these individuals need to know how to do it, properly.
Right.
So they have, you know, and they have the guidelines in terms of the evaluation criteria that was done, so they are aware of that. They're what we're looking for. The different points will be assigned to different areas on the cleanliness, landscaping, hospitality, community involvement. And so they are, I think, quite well, as much as we could do to equip them. I think the various competing groups and the general, the committees or the organizations involved in the community tourism in the various locations, they have been trained as well in events management.
Well, I was privileged to be part of that training, and I must give a big up to Mr. Simeon Joseph. He did an excellent job in presenting and showing us the things that we need to look at in terms of event planning, event management. It was an excellent program. Now, when is this competition going to start? Will it end?
Right. That's a very good question. So it was launched on the 19th of February of this month. But the actual activity. So the activities are supposed to begin now. So I mean, so the preparation in terms of the landscaping, you know, the beautification, the cleanliness, all these groups should be conceptualizing how they're going to go about having at least a significant part of the community clean. I mean, we don't expect them, because it's a pilot program. They are limited resources, you know, limited time as well, and they are volunteers. So we're not going to put them under all that pressure, but there has to be evidence that, and we have, and part of the site visits and going to the specific communities is to have an idea as to what existed at that time, and we expect to see improvement, a difference going forward. So we have done that, and so they expect, what will happen? So all the preparation will culminate in an event which will begin. I think the first one will be on the 24th of March.
And that's
in Benz, right? And that's the first community. I think this all the others would be from April. So I think April 7th is Capuchin area, Tukari, and then the following. So in Million Sundays, I think the following Sunday, the 14th would be, the Penville Vacas Thibault area, and then we have Marigot Woodford Hill on the. The 20th, that's a Saturday afternoon. I will go into the evening. They have a very good activity. They have bonfire. They have that every. I just promote them a bit. A moonlight bonfire that they do every month around the moonlight. They do full moon time. Do this bonfire. So this is, and it will come. It will end with I think the last group is the Castle Bruce group on the August Monday, the 22nd of April, I believe, and then we will have a grand prize giving ceremony. Well, so there's cash, monetary awards to be given to the groups, and a one trophy. Well, that's the bragging. Have the bragging trophy. The community who comes out on top will get that trophy, and we intend to do that and to have it tied into Tourism Awareness Month. But every participating group will benefit financially. And but at different degrees, obviously, based on how well they do.
Now, they'll also be given some seed money in terms of preparation. So that is important, because we know that the groups are not very financially endowed. So they would need some form of assistance to start off what they're doing.
Okay. So how does this relate to real estate development?
Nice question. I mean, two main things. I mean, tourism is about accommodation. Tourism is about sites and attractions. I mean, so a vital part of real estate is, is accommodation. And key to the tourism product is the, what you call it, how your accommodation is set up. Mm-hmm. How comfortable it is. I mean, how safe people feel within your accommodation. More specifically for community tourism, it's about homestays. I mean, so right. It's different from the built-up hotels and guest houses and so on. Mm-hmm. It's about people living at your home.
Having the
and
experience.
Even having breakfast at your table and so on. And being part of your family, being part of your street, your lane, your little, you know, your the space within your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a vital part. So I mean, so obviously, the community tourism groups and those involved, and there's quite a bit of it in the Kalinago territory, in the Vekas area. I mean, there are different areas, and more people are getting involved in providing home accommodation. Mm-hmm. And people have to be mindful as to the certain standards that need to be met. I mean, so even though it's not a five-star hotel, but it has to have certain basic, have some basic provisions,
criteria
need to be met. Mm-hmm. So that's a key part. And then the sites and the attractions as well. I mean, how are these, you know, kept? How are these maintained? Are these, first of all, clean? Are they safe, you know, in terms of the trails to move on? And the Ministry of Tourism plays a critical role in terms of the maintenance. I think Mrs. Prince mentioned that earlier, maintenance of the sites and attractions. And it's not just about getting to the sites and attractions, but what in terms of the interpretation, in terms of the tour guiding, the experience that people have, and signage. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, so the landscaping about. Is the grass just being a lot? All the green spaces. How are we taking care of our environment? And even the larger, in terms of more than the attraction, is the environment around the attraction, is getting to the attraction as well, and how do people feel as they travel and move across different parts of the country, and people feel people feel that, you know, this place is green, but the grass is a little high. We could take care of the grass. I know the NEP is doing quite a bit in terms of maintaining the landscaping and keeping the grass, you know, properly manicured and so on. And all the wild bush that we have, but it's about the landscaping and how create, and even we want to encourage, even with this competition, creativity mm-hmm. as far as landscaping is concerned.
So it's really adding value to, because they're very, very tightly connected. One would determine whether they purchase this piece of property against this other based on what Lesa have just expressed. Mm-hmm. If it's properly landscaped, if it is in an area that is not safe, if there are mitigating factors that they cannot live there because of poor drainage, and all of this, the competition is addressing.
So
they're
not
very
only,
connected.
So it's not only buying and selling.
Not at all.
Aesthetics amenities and everything.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have run out of my time. I took
For good reason.
I really want to thank you for being there. Any last words that you want to say?
Yes, my last word would be to the sponsors. We have asked the corporate community to provide sponsorship to this event. I mean, we have sent out various letters. We have approached various corporate sponsors. So we are appreciative of the partnership that we have with the Discover Dominica Authority already, the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division,
the DHTA, the
Bureau of Standards, the State, especially
College.
The Tourism Department of the State College, mm-hmm. Katie Julian and her team. And these are solid waste management, local government, even the health promotion unit. These
yes.
are significant
yeah.
partners that we have. The environmental
yeah.
health unit. These are partners that we have
they
on board already. So we're just looking for corporate, in kind or in cash support to assist these communities. So we really encourage the partners and the corporate community to come on board in terms of supporting this event. And the plan is for it to be an ongoing event mm-hmm. and to be become a vital part of our fabric in this country.
Right. We also want to say to the communities that do not do it alone, it's not about the community tourism committees, but it's about the whole community, a sense of ownership, clean community for you, for me, for the whole country.
And on that note, I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Real Estate Talk. I'm Marian Johnfin. Should you need my service as a real estate broker, my number is 225-2121. Until next time, God bless.
Real Estate Talk with host Marian Johnfin, the real estate lady, the best source for all your real estate needs. Real Estate Talk is aired on the big station, Q95 FM, every Tuesday morning from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. Real Estate Talk is talking primarily on all things real estate, commercial and residential. We talk about the real estate market. We talk about the market conditions for buying and selling. We talk about choosing a professional real estate agent. We talk about financing your purchase and finding the right property. We engage the experts with specific roles in the process of buying and selling real estate. Real Estate Talk every Tuesday on Q95 FM from 10:15 a.m. with host Marian Johnfin.